This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to Louisiana to promote a candidate and blast the impeachment proceedings in Washington. AP correspondent Mike Grossier reports.
At a rally in Bossier City, Louisiana Thursday night, President Donald Trump campaigned for Louisiana GOP gubernatorial candidate Eddie Rasponi and for himself.
The next step to victory begins on Saturday.
The visit to Bayou Country was sandwiched between Wednesday's opening day of impeachment hearings in Washington and the continuation set for Friday, and the president took note.
The deranged impeachment witch hunt for doing nothing wrong.
On Saturday, Louisiana voters go to the polls to choose between Rasponi and incumbent Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. I'm Mike Grossia.
Investigators and classmates are trying to figure out what drove a high school student to open fire on other students in Southern California. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
On his 16th birthday, a high school junior is accused of using a .45 automatic to shoot five other students and then himself at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Ken Wegner.
From the time that he withdrew the handgun from his backpack to the time that he was on the ground with a gunshot wound to his head was about 16 seconds.
Two of the victims, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, are dead. The AP, using the address of a police search warrant and property records, found but not made public the boy's identity. Brooke Risley, who has known him since elementary school, says he was a Boy Scout, a good student, and while quiet, has friends and a girlfriend. She adds, "We're all wondering, what was the motive?" I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States and other members of the coalition to defeat the Islamic State failed to reach any consensus on what to do with captured foreign fighters, one of several issues threatening to reverse gains against the terror